Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a critical warning that's echoing through global financial markets, a warning that draws a striking parallel between Japan's fiscal policies and the UK's 2022 bond market crisis.
That's right. Deutsche Bank has issued this alert, and it's got many investors wondering if Japan, one of the world's largest economies, could be heading towards its own unruly capital flight. It's a serious concern, especially given what happened in the UK.
Exactly. To really understand the gravity of this warning, we need to go back and revisit the UK's situation in the autumn of 2022. Remember the mini-budget under then-Prime Minister Liz Truss? It was a package of unfunded tax cuts that the market reacted to very, very harshly.
Oh, I remember it vividly. The market's reaction was swift and brutal. Investors suddenly saw a massive hole in the government's financial projections, and confidence just evaporated. This led to a severe panic in the gilt market, which is the market for British government bonds.
Precisely. The yields on these gilts, which move inversely to bond prices, skyrocketed. This meant the cost for the UK government to borrow money shot up overnight. The key drivers were multifaceted, but at the heart of it was a complete loss of investor confidence in the UK's fiscal management.
And that lack of confidence had a domino effect. We saw a rapid depreciation of the British pound, which made imports more expensive and fueled inflation. But perhaps the most alarming aspect was the pressure it put on UK pension funds.
You're right about the pension funds. Many were using liability-driven investment, or LDI, strategies that relied on stable gilt yields. When yields spiked, these funds faced margin calls, forcing them to sell assets, including gilts, at fire sale prices. It created a truly vicious feedback loop, a real-time example of what unruly capital flight can look like.
It's a powerful illustration. Government bonds are usually seen as the safest assets, especially in a stable country. But when the government's spending plans seem fiscally irresponsible, that promise of repayment starts to feel shaky. The market essentially begins to doubt the issuer's ability to pay.
And that doubt can trigger a rapid sell-off. The core lesson from that gilt crisis was the paramount importance of fiscal policy credibility. When a government signals a departure from prudence, especially in an environment already sensitive to inflation and interest rate changes, the market's response can be disproportionately severe.
It really makes you wonder if that lesson was truly learned by policymakers and investors globally. And that brings us back to Deutsche Bank's warning about Japan. It's this lingering question that makes their alert so potent, suggesting that perhaps the UK's turmoil is already being overlooked by some.
Absolutely. Deutsche Bank's global head of currency research has specifically pointed to the fiscal agenda being championed by Sanae Takaichi, a prominent figure in Japan's political landscape, as a potential catalyst. This isn't just a minor analyst's note, it's a high-level alert from a major financial institution.
So, what exactly are these spending plans that have raised such concern? While specifics can shift, the general direction often involves significant increases in public expenditure. We're talking about potential boosts to social welfare, defense, and infrastructure projects.
The critical question for the markets isn't just what is being spent on, but how it's being financed. Are these initiatives backed by credible revenue streams, or are they primarily funded through increased borrowing? That's the key differentiator.
And when markets perceive these spending plans as unsustainable, meaning they could widen the budget deficit and further balloon national debt without a clear repayment path, they start asking uncomfortable questions about the long-term health of the economy. This is where the parallels to the UK begin to emerge.
We're already seeing early signs of this impacting Japan's sovereign bonds, the JGBs. There have been increases in yields and, consequently, price declines. This is the market's initial reaction, signaling that investors want a higher return to hold Japanese debt due to perceived increased risk.
And simultaneously, the Japanese yen has seen a notable depreciation against major currencies like the US dollar and the euro. A weaker yen makes imports more expensive for Japan, which could potentially fuel domestic inflation, something Japan has largely avoided for years.
That leads us to the crucial question, why now? Why are these specific plans drawing such a strong, negative market reaction at this particular moment? It's all about connecting Takaichi's proposals to Japan's existing economic landscape.
Right. Japan already carries one of the highest public debt-to-GDP ratios in the developed world. For decades, this debt was manageable because domestic savings were high, and the Bank of Japan maintained ultra-loose monetary policy, keeping interest rates at rock bottom.
This environment made it cheap for the government to service its debt, and Japanese investors were happy buyers of JGBs. However, global economic conditions are shifting. Inflation is a concern worldwide, and central banks are normalizing interest rates. This changes the game entirely.
In this new environment, large, unfunded spending plans in a highly indebted nation like Japan suddenly look far more precarious. They directly challenge the long-held perception of Japan's economic prudence and stability.
Imagine being a global investor.
You look at Japan, a country known for fiscal discipline, but now you see proposals for significant new spending without a clear funding mechanism, on top of an already massive debt pile.
What red flags would that raise for you?
You'd worry about potential inflation, the increased burden on government finances, and the possibility that the Bank of Japan might be pressured to monetize the debt. That means printing money to cover government spending, which could severely devalue the yen and erode the value of bond holdings. It's a real risk.
This is the crucial takeaway. Takaichi's fiscal agenda, in the current global economic climate, is directly challenging market perceptions of Japan's economic prudence.
And the market is beginning to price in that risk, which is why Deutsche Bank's warning is so timely and significant.
So, Deutsche Bank's warning isn't just about a few proposed policies, it's about the potential for a fundamental shift in how global investors view the risk associated with Japanese assets. They're framing this risk explicitly as the potential for unruly capital flight.
And that term, unruly capital flight, isn't used lightly by major financial institutions. It signifies a rapid and potentially destabilizing outflow of both domestic and foreign investment from a country.
The global head of currency research at Deutsche Bank is a senior figure, so this pronouncement carries significant weight.
This brings us to the core similarity Deutsche Bank is highlighting: the erosion of investor confidence regarding fiscal responsibility. It was the unfunded tax cuts in the UK, and now it appears to be the scale and perceived sustainability of new spending initiatives in Japan.
Both scenarios involve a government signaling a departure from established norms of fiscal management. This shift in perception can be incredibly powerful.
For years, investors saw Japanese government bonds as exceptionally safe, attracting stable investment flows.
But when that perception of safety is threatened, especially in a world where interest rates are generally rising and inflation is a concern, investors are forced to reassess their holdings. It's a fundamental change in the risk-reward calculation.
Think about it. In 2022, UK gilt yields spiked dramatically as confidence waned and the pound weakened.
Now, Deutsche Bank sees similar echoes in Japan: rising JGB yields and a weakening yen.
The mechanics of how a loss of faith can manifest in financial markets bear striking resemblances.
That's a crucial point. It's about the underlying market mechanics. The danger for a developed economy with a strong historical track record, like Japan, is that its very stability can breed complacency. Investors might have become accustomed to a certain level of risk and return.
And when that equation changes rapidly, the adjustment can be painful and swift.
What specific market vulnerabilities in Japan are being highlighted by this comparison?
Well, Japan's economy is unique, with decades of ultra-low interest rates and a significant amount of debt held domestically.
That domestic ownership, particularly by the Bank of Japan and pension funds, has provided a buffer. But it also means that any significant shift in domestic investor sentiment or a forced unwinding of positions could have amplified effects.
If domestic savings, which have traditionally flowed into JGBs, begin to seek higher yields elsewhere, or if foreign investors decide to repatriate capital, the pressure on the yen and the bond market could become intense.
This is where the cascade effect really begins.
If capital does indeed begin to flee Japan in an unruly fashion, the consequences could be far-reaching and severe. The most immediate impact would likely be on the Japanese yen, further accelerating its depreciation.
and that depreciation would make imports significantly more expensive. Think about the cost of imported energy, raw materials, and even food, all would rise in yen terms, squeezing household budgets and corporate margins. It fuels inflation.
This brings us to the Japanese bond market, which is the bedrock of the nation's financial system. A rapid outflow of capital would mean a sharp increase in demand for foreign assets and a corresponding sell-off of JGBs.
As bond prices fall, yields rise. This could create a dangerous feedback loop, a death spiral, where rising yields force bondholders to sell, driving prices down further and yields up even higher.
This scenario would dramatically increase the cost for the Japanese government to borrow money.
And that's precisely what could lead to a fiscal crisis. The Bank of Japan would find itself in an incredibly difficult position. Their mandate has been to maintain ultra-low interest rates and manage the yield curve, but the market could force their hand.
If the market is aggressively pushing yields higher, the BOJ might be forced into massive bond purchases to cap yields, further expanding its already enormous balance sheet. Or, they might consider raising interest rates, a move that would significantly increase the government's borrowing costs and could trigger widespread defaults.
The dilemma is stark: intervene to support the bond market and risk further currency depreciation and inflation, or allow yields to rise and risk a fiscal crisis and economic contraction. It's a no-win situation for the central bank.
For Japanese corporations, the implications are equally grim. Higher borrowing costs would make it more expensive to finance operations and investments.
This could lead to reduced capital expenditure, slower growth, and potentially even bankruptcies for highly leveraged companies.
And we can't forget the global ripple effect. Japan is a major economic player. Significant turmoil there could impact global supply chains, financial institutions with exposure to Japanese assets, and overall investor sentiment worldwide. The interconnectedness means a shockwave from Tokyo could spread easily.
So, given these potential consequences, what are the possible scenarios for Japan's economic future? Deutsche Bank's warning points towards a spectrum of outcomes, and the most optimistic one is that markets simply calm down.
In that optimistic scenario, perhaps Takaichi's plans are significantly modified, or the government provides a credible financing plan that reassures investors. The jitters subside, JGB yields stabilize, the yen finds its footing, and Japan continues its path, albeit with heightened awareness.
A more likely scenario, or at least a more nuanced one, could involve a gradual increase in yields and currency depreciation. The Bank of Japan might use its existing tools to manage these movements, intervening subtly in the bond market and allowing the yen to weaken at a controlled pace.
This would be a delicate balancing act, aiming to avoid sharp economic shocks and uncontrolled currency declines. It would require skillful monetary policy and clear communication from the authorities to manage market expectations effectively.
However, the scenario that Deutsche Bank's warning truly evokes, the one that echoes the UK's 2022 crisis, is the unruly capital flight.
This is where investor confidence collapses rapidly, leading to a massive sell-off of JGBs and a precipitous drop in the yen.
In this worst-case scenario, the Bank of Japan would likely be forced into aggressive, perhaps overwhelming, interventions. This could trigger a severe economic downturn, bankruptcies, and significant disruption not just within Japan but potentially across global financial markets.
What factors would push Japan towards each of these scenarios? Global economic conditions play a huge role.
A sudden surge in global inflation or geopolitical instability could exacerbate pressures on Japan, making the situation worse.
Conversely, a period of global economic calm and stable interest rates might allow Japan more room to maneuver. Policy adjustments are also critical. Japan could implement fiscal reforms to address its debt, or the Bank of Japan could signal a clearer path towards monetary policy normalization.
Now, let's shift to the summary of this situation.
We've looked at the key factors, the strengths and insights, and the challenges and weaknesses. First, fiscal policy credibility.
Historically, Japan has been perceived as fiscally prudent, which allowed it to manage its high debt-to-GDP ratio. However, recent policy proposals are challenging this long-held perception, forcing a market re-evaluation.
The challenge here is clear: unfunded spending plans, particularly those associated with figures like Sanai Takaichi, risk undermining investor confidence. This signals a departure from fiscal discipline, mirroring the trigger of the UK's 2022 crisis.
Moving on to the monetary policy environment. The strength has been decades of ultra-loose monetary policy, low or negative rates, and quantitative easing. This has kept borrowing costs low and supported the yen, enabling strategies like the carry trade.
But the challenge is significant. The global shift towards higher interest rates makes Japan's persistent ultra-loose policy look anachronistic. This could fuel a rapid unwinding of carry trades, accelerating yen depreciation and capital outflows.
Let's talk about the debt burden and servicing. The insight here is that Japan's massive national debt has been manageable due to high domestic savings, low interest rates, and significant Bank of Japan holdings.
The challenge, however, is that rising global rates and increased domestic borrowing needs due to new spending will inevitably increase debt servicing costs.
This puts pressure on government finances and could force the BOJ into difficult policy choices.
Another key factor is market perception and Japan's safe haven status. The insight is that Japanese government bonds, JGBs, and the yen have long been considered safe haven assets, attracting stable investment flows.
The challenge now is that the current fiscal signals and changing monetary landscape are directly challenging this safe haven status. A loss of confidence could lead to rapid repricing of risk, with JGB yields spiking and the yen depreciating sharply.
Finally, the risk of capital flight. While historically low, the conditions are aligning for a potential reversal of capital flows, driven by yield differentials, perceived fiscal risk, and unwinding of leveraged positions.
And the challenge here is stark: an unruly capital flight could trigger a severe currency crisis, bond market turmoil, imported inflation, and potentially a broader economic downturn, echoing the UK's 2022 experience.
It's a scenario no one wants to see.
So, in conclusion, the very notion of unruly capital flight from Japan, a nation long perceived as a bastion of financial conservatism, is what makes this Deutsche Bank warning so significant. It's not just a hypothetical, it's a potential inflection point.
The historical context of the UK's gilt crisis serves as a potent, albeit grim, case study. What transpired there was a rapid and brutal repricing of risk when a government's fiscal intentions were perceived as detached from economic reality. The market lost faith, and the consequences were swift and severe.
And considering Japan's unique monetary policy framework, decades of ultra-low interest rates, and massive quantitative easing by the Bank of Japan, this policy, while keeping borrowing costs low, has also created a breeding ground for strategies like the carry trade.
The carry trade, where investors borrow in a low-interest rate currency like the yen and invest in higher-yielding assets elsewhere, has been remarkably profitable.
But the global economic landscape has changed dramatically with resurgent inflation worldwide.
This shift has forced central banks globally to raise interest rates. In this evolving environment, Japan's continued commitment to its ultra-loose monetary policy becomes increasingly anachronistic. The yield differential widens, making the carry trade even more attractive.
But here's the catch: as global rates rise, the incentive to unwind these yen borrowing positions grows stronger. Investors may start to rapidly sell yen and buy back the currencies they borrowed in, accelerating yen depreciation. This unwinding could be a significant trigger for capital outflows.
Furthermore, there's the concept of fiscal dominance, where monetary policy is dictated by the needs of fiscal policy. If the government embarks on ambitious spending plans requiring significant borrowing, the BOJ might face immense pressure to keep rates low and continue purchasing government debt.
This can create a vicious cycle. Fiscal expansion leads to more borrowing, pressuring the central bank to maintain an accommodative stance, which can fuel inflation and weaken the currency, further eroding market confidence.
The market starts questioning the central bank's independence.
The comparison with the UK isn't about identical circumstances, but about the underlying mechanics of market reaction to perceived fiscal irresponsibility. The core issue is a potential disconnect between government spending plans and the market's assessment of sustainability.
When that disconnect becomes too wide, the market's response can be swift and unforgiving. For Japan, with its enormous existing debt burden, any perceived move towards unchecked fiscal expansion without a clear funding plan acts like throwing fuel on a potentially smoldering fire.
The implications are profound. For Japanese households, a rapidly depreciating yen means imported goods become significantly more expensive, potentially eroding purchasing power and leading to a surge in inflation. Businesses face higher borrowing costs and increased input prices, squeezing profit margins.
And, of course, the global ripple effect.
Japan's financial markets are deeply interconnected.
A crisis there could impact global financial institutions, disrupt international supply chains, and dampen overall global investor sentiment.
A shockwave from Tokyo could easily spread.
The Deutsche Bank warning is, therefore, not just an abstract analysis, it's a call to attention. It highlights that the long period of perceived stability in Japanese assets, characterized by low yields and a steady yen, may be facing unprecedented challenges.
The market's perception of Japan as a safe haven is being tested, and the potential for a rapid reassessment of that perception is very real. The question isn't about Japan's fundamental economic strength, but whether its current fiscal trajectory, coupled with a shifting global monetary policy, is sustainable in the eyes of the market.
The memory of the UK's near-miss serves as a stark reminder that even the most stable economies can be vulnerable when fiscal credibility is called into question. The coming months will reveal whether Japan can preemptively address these concerns or if it will find itself grappling with a crisis eerily similar to the one that shook the United Kingdom.